So I want to ask this question of the parents. How long did you avoid screen time with your kids? Feel free to call right now at 877-591-9696. But if you're going to say it, say the truth.
Yeah, say the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you, Mogan Carla Morgan.
Exactly. So it's P96. Here's where this is coming from. My niece had a baby in October. And apparently they have like some pretty strict rules in their house. And this kid's not going to get any screen time until, I don't know, she's 10, till she's 30. I don't know. But like for the, basically they said they're never going to give their kid any screen time. No movies, no television.
No movies.
No iPad, no iPhone, nothing. And it's their first kid. And, you know, I thought, interesting.
Easier said than done.
Easier said than done. And as somebody, so before I had a kid, you know, I would go to restaurants and stuff and I would see kids, you know, on the iPad or on the iPhone and I would go, man.
Not my kid.
I said, you know what I would do is just simply never give it to them in the first place.
And that way they won't know what they're missing.
Yeah. It's not necessarily how the world works, as it turns out. And when Dahlia was a baby, we didn't give her any TV. We were in the same mindset, right? We were
right.
Like, we're not giving her any TV. And then one day we needed to do something. And so we put on the Dancing Fruits as something for like baby babies.
Oh, I love the Dancing Fruits.
Yeah. Oh, you know what that is?
Of course I do.
And we're like, oh, that was effective.
It works.
That helped. Okay, great. Anyway, over time you realize like, okay, it can be helpful to throw on a Miss Rachel, to throw on a Bluey. Now, there is a lot of research that says like, too much screen time can be bad for kids.
Right. But I think screen time can also be a tool in the toolbox.
Right. It can be a tool in the toolbox. And I'll tell you, I was talking to my mom about this one day, and my mom said, okay, you were the third of three kids. And my brother and sister are 6 and 4 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So they were like full on running around maniacs when I was an infant. She was like, you got so much TV time. There was no iPad, you know, back then, but she was like, that's what I did. Just I propped you up on the couch with a bottle between your mouth and the couch and then put the TV on. And I was like, oh, okay.
And you turned out all right.
And I turned out all right. Sure, I'm sure there's some issues in here somewhere.
But I'm pretty sure you didn't get those from watching Sesame Street.
No, and there was, you know, things that I liked to watch when I was a kid, you know, Rugrats and all those like 80s, 90s things. Anyway, fast forward. So my niece is on FaceTime with my other niece, and she notices that there's a movie on in the background for the baby to keep the baby entertained. And she called her out and was like, oh, what's that? And she's like, well, it's a low stimulation thing.
Uh-huh.
And I went, oh, so now it begins. So it's really easy when you, you know, don't have kids or when you like just have an infant, you know, to be like, oh, I'm never going to do screen time. But then it creeps up on you.
It does.
Now, I know there are parents who are so disciplined and like never give their kids screen time. And like, I guess kudos to you. But 877-591-9696. How long did you avoid? Was it the first 2 months, 3 months, 6 months? Did you make it through toddlerhood without giving your kids any sort of screen time?
Yeah, when did you finally give up and go, here, dang?
Well, because let's be realistic, okay? Last night, I'm cooking dinner. My wife, she works from home, and she worked till 7 o'clock last night. I'm cooking a meal, and I have a daughter who is, like, grabbing onto my legs. She's wanting to help, like, sometimes it's easy to go, you know what? Can we toss on an episode of Bluey? 8 minutes and I can get a lot done in that time.
Right.
You know what I mean? 877-591-9696. How long were you able to avoid the screen time part of parenthood?
Yeah.
Are you still avoiding it? Is your kid 13 and has never seen a screen?
Yeah, I'm very curious because I am one of those people who is childless. And when I go to restaurants, I always go, my kid will never cry over the phone.
Right.
Whenever I see a parent just give in.
Yeah.
But I know that one little tantrum and I'd be out.
Well, because there's the other side of that, especially when you're at like a restaurant or something where you're so like living in fear of the judgment of other people if you have a screaming kid.
Or apparently if you have a kid that has a screen.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. I want to hear from the parents. How long were you able to avoid screen time? It's Mogan Carla Mornings and Destiny's Child now on B96. Oh, God, no. So how long did you avoid screen time with your kids? 877-591-9696. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. And this is a conversation that I feel like comes up with parents a lot. And there's this sort of weird competitive world when parents get to talking where they're like, oh, really? Your kid likes Miss Rachel? My kid's never seen Miss Rachel.
And you're like, okay. Miss Rachel, please.
Yeah. Ashley in Hammond, Indiana, talk to us about the, you're a parent of five. That's right. Four girls and one boy. And yep. Let's talk about the screen time situation. I feel like you have an opinion on this.
Okay, so I'm going to be real with you. I am not one of those limiting screen time persons, but I really try to find balance, but it's hard. I mean, you can't really avoid it. It's honestly, it's too hard. And even those who say they are avoiding it, I don't believe them.
I think everyone over-exaggerates how good they are as parents.
Well,
yes.
And have you experienced this before, Ashley? And I'm still relatively new at the whole parenting thing because I just have a 2-year-old. That it turns into this, like you have these conversations with other parents and it's very much like this keeping up with the Joneses.
It is.
You know, my kid doesn't get any screen time. We frown upon that. We make sure that they're in this class, and we do this activity. What activities does your kid do? And you're like, oh, all that sounds expensive.
So, okay, for a long time, there was a family that my husband's family grew up with, and the mom sounded like she was perfect. Like, she had that kind of, I do this, and I don't let my kids do that. And then I met her, and I was like, they made me feel so intimidated by you. But she was so cool, and she's like, and she had her third kid and let a lot of things go out the window anyway, so.
Right. Well, yeah, and you know what? That's a good point, too, how many kids you have. So easy when you have one infant to be like, never going to have any screen time. And then when you have your third, and they're all requiring a massive amount of attention, it's like, you know what? Look at that. Miss Rachel's so good at this.
Everyone's going to watch PBS.
Yeah.
Right. Try to split yourself into five.
Bluey's dad can babysit all of our children.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it's a fine line, but come on, people. Let's not judge each other and make it a competition.
Because it strangely becomes one.
And the thing is, life becomes such a competition. Like, everything that you do for the rest of your life is always so, like, ranked. Like, kids have to fight to be the smartest in the class, to be a valedictorian, and it's like, you don't have to start that before they can even talk.
Right, yeah. You know, let me ask you, Ashley, though, as a mom of five, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, what's your favorite part of being a parent?
Oh, man. So far for me, it's the pride. I just feel like I've been a lucky person and my kids are great. And when they like shine, oh, my gosh.
You're like, hell yeah.
Yes. I'm like, that's my child. Yeah. I did that.
That's so sweet.
Well, I understand that. And like, it's one thing when you see people, you know, reach their goals and accomplish things. It's so cool. When it's your own kid, you're like, oh, my gosh, this is like amazing. This little person I created doing all these things. Yeah.
You know, go ahead. Sorry, Carla.
No, I was going to say, like, do you ever feel like, oh, my gosh, that's like an extension of me? Like in that way?
Okay. So with my oldest, she's about to go to college, and with all that she's done, I never did that. So when I see that, I'm like, how did you manage that? How did I manage that? Yeah, that's an extension of me. Yeah. I was the part, you know, I've made that foundation for her.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, pat yourself on the back, Ashley, you specifically, because you're a very young mom. And at a young age, you had a lot of kids and you're doing a lot. Look, they're going off to college and doing great things. And then somehow in the midst of all this, you graduated.
I did. I know. It's crazy.
Well, you know, appreciate your take on this.
Back
to the screen time situation, not to get too derailed. But anyway, we'll talk to you soon, Ashley. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah. Bye, guys.
All right, bye. Yeah, it's just one of those things. I guess sometimes you throw in the towel and go, okay, fine. Just watch some TV.
Okay, fine. You can have a little soda today.
And you know what? As a parent, sometimes you just want to doom scroll.
Why do they?
Just we have all a moment.
We all want screen time.
That's right. We need our screen time, too. If I wrote you a symphony.